From NPR News, it's Day to Day. An estimated tens of thousands of travelers are bumped from flights on Delta and American Airlines today. These carriers are temporarily grounding hundreds of planes in order to complete safety checks, and they're taking this action to comply with a push by federal regulators to bring their safety inspections up to date. Bob Moon is here from Marketplace. Bob, I guess the question is, do passengers need to be worried about their safety if these airlines are grounding planes? It doesn't sound as like some kind of routine procedure.
Yeah, this involves wiring bundles, Alex, near the landing gear of MD-80 and MD-88 jetliners. There are rules requiring proper spacing between two bundles of wires that drive the plane's auxiliary hydraulic system, and they're checking to make sure that the wiring is installed exactly in line with a directive from the Federal Aviation Administration. I spoke this morning to aviation industry consultant Michael Boyd. He says this is indeed a routine matter, not some kind of imminent threat to safety. Now, there's a story in today's LA Times that says this is the latest indication that a combination of aging aircraft and schedule reductions are leaving the industry with fewer options. But Boyd insists that has nothing to do with it.
Don't buy into this nonsense that these are aging airplanes and they're getting unsafe. That is blatantly untrue. Normally put up by journalists that really don't know the industry but really want to get some great ink.
There was a recent study that ranked American's fleet of planes the second oldest in the country, averaging around 14 years. But Boyd says these planes are designed for long service with proper maintenance, so passengers shouldn't be alarmed by this.
And if this is just a fraction of the airliner fleets, why do these carriers have to cancel so many flights?
Yeah, Delta says it expects to cancel around 275 flights through early tomorrow. That amounts to about 3% of its worldwide schedule. American's canceling another 132 flights today. It scrubbed more than 300 flights yesterday. The LA Times story that I mentioned suggests that schedule reductions has something to do with this. But Michael Boyd, the industry consultant, says it's been the case for a long time now that the airlines just don't have the luxury of backup planes being lined up ready to put into service.
Didn't the FAA ask Southwest Airlines to ground some flights a few weeks ago? Is this all part of the same thing?
That's right. Back at the beginning of the month, the FAA slapped Southwest with a fine of more than $10 million for missing some safety inspections. But Michael Boyd argues that this is more of a bureaucratic problem that the airlines are dealing with here, that they're not purposely putting off maintenance.
The FAA can't really make a decision how they want something done. In the case of Southwest, the way it had been done for years was okay. Then suddenly, it's not okay. That's been going on for years, and that's the same situation with these airplanes at Delta and American. The real issue here is we've got to refurbish the FAA because they really don't have much direction.
And Southwest, by the way, has complained that it actually informed the FAA about its missed inspections, and it's planning to appeal that big fine.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.